52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden will be at the Capitol tonight to talk to Congress and the nation in the annual State of the Union address. The White House says economic recovery will be a main focus. ABC News political director Rick Klein says it's also a chance to convince the public he can finish the job.
Whereas the first 2 years were about achievements, this next 2 years will be more about implementation. And of course, that plays right into the political calendar as well, with President Biden likely to start to lay out the case that he is going to make around his expected reelection effort. He can, though, convince them that he's got some energy for the job and that the accomplishments that he has made are worth sticking with him for.
Nearly 7,800 have died following Monday's earthquake in Turkey and Syria. That's the latest count from Turkish emergency officials. Search and rescue crews are also finding survivors amid the rubble of thousands of collapsed buildings. Lakers star LeBron James will go for the record tonight. He's 36 points away from breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time NBA scoring record. This is ABC News. A first-of-its-kind treatment for postpartum depression is being considered by the Food and Drug Administration.
An estimated 1 in 7 new mothers struggle with postpartum depression. Now, a promising new treatment option. The FDA is reviewing data for drug zuranolone. According to a recent study published in the Journal of American Medical Association Psychiatry, 53% of women who took the pill went into remission for clinical depression after 45 days. If approved, zuranolone would be the first pill-based treatment for postpartum depression. No word on when the FDA could issue a decision. Morgan Norwood, ABC News, New York.
Britain's government asking for public comment on a possible digital currency. A digital pound would use blockchain technology like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, but be controlled by the Treasury and the Bank of England. Several nations, including Canada, India, and China, have pilot programs for digital currencies. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michaels trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michaels Corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to our second hour. On the line with us is the libertarian economist and president of the Market Institute, author of Profit Motive, What Drives the Things We Do, and host of the new podcast, Pardon My Parsing It, buzzsprout.com, Charles Sauer. Charles, S-A-U-E-R on Twitter, and marketinstitute.org on the internet. Charles, welcome back to the program. So Mike Pence has come out and basically said it's time to privatize Social Security. This is the, in my opinion, the opening salvo in taking down the so-called welfare state, or as Mike Pence referred to it, the New Deal. So as a libertarian economist, please explain to us the Republican rationale for basically gutting the social safety net, for privatizing all of these programs.
Well, first off, I want to be very careful in attacking anything that Vice President Pence says, because I want him to have as good of a chance as possible to take on Donald Trump in the Republican primary. But realistically, what he's doing here is bringing out, it's Bush era policies. It's things that Republicans can look back on and say, hey, we were really fighting for that. When I came out with my book, Profit Motive, one of the best questions that was asked to me is, what did I change my mind on while I was writing that book? And I answered that it was actually that I changed my mind on Social Security, or on the privatization of Social Security. So I think Pence is wrong in this. What he wants to do is give people private accounts, which we've shown that if you invest the money that is taken by Social Security, that it would grow much higher accounts. And so that's what the math is based on. But in fact, what you're doing is you're forcefully taking money out of people's pockets, and then you're giving it to not elected officials to figure out how to spend it or how to save it, but you're giving it to individuals in the private market to figure out which of the businesses they want to deem as the next king of the market. And that money is going to go wherever these cronies decide where it goes. So I think it was a bad plan when Bush was proposing it. I think it's really bad when Vice President Pence is proposing it. But realistically, I think it's just part of that. You bring out the old routine to bring in those mainstream conservatives who remember fighting on it back in the day. So I think it's a bad plan. I think that it won't go very far, but it is a talking point and it is a differentiator.
How can you call yourself a libertarian if you're in favor of government programs that transfer wealth?
Well, so I'm not actually in favor of the government program, right? My solution would be to end Social Security, or at the very least, at least just turn it into a welfare program where it just serves the people that need these retirement accounts the most, instead of serving the billionaires. But right now, the Democrats in Congress, the president, want to make sure that Social Security treats billionaires better than poor people that need the money the most. I would want to at least move it to that. And in a perfect world, we'd get rid of it. But we're not in a perfect world. So let's just at least make it a welfare program.
So how does this, oh, geez. So how does this how does this work that a libertarian who says that government can't do anything right except run courts and the police
is now advocating welfare programs. I'm baffled here, Charles. What am I missing?
Well, no, because we're fighting on a spectrum, right? So we either currently have a Social Security system that's set up on a failed idea that you can continue giving more and more money to more people without investing that money or having it grow. It's just a Ponzi scheme. So
it is invested. It's invested in treasuries. All the Social Security money is invested right now in treasuries. And treasuries are paying, what, 3% right now?
Yeah, treasuries aren't an actual, like, investment, right? It's an investment in America.
No, no, treasuries pay interest. How is that not an investment?
Yeah, they're paid. I'll send you a few articles on it. They aren't actual investments the way that investments and the way that
come on, Charles, you can go to your bank
investing their money.
You can go to your bank and you can buy a CD, or you can go to the Treasury Department and buy treasuries. In fact, there's inflation adjusted treasuries right now that are paying 6% and 7%. You just capped out at $10,000 as your investment. Those are investments, and Social Security is invested in treasuries. And
where does that money go? So when you invest in a company, they use that investment to build another building that they're going to make more money
or give more money to the CEOs.
They use it to expand a business, so they're going to bring in more customers. If you're buying a U.S. Treasury, you're buying a bridge to nowhere, or an F-22 that's used to shoot down a balloon.
You're opposed to investing in America.
That's not an actual growth asset. It's not an investment. If people want to buy U.S. securities on their own, they should be able to do that. But we can't actually call it an investment of our Social Security money.
Okay.
We're forcefully taking money from my pocket.
We're splitting hairs here, and let's get back to the original topic. The idea of Social Security was never that it was a retirement program. It was always, and in fact, it's the name of the program. It's the Social Security Insurance Program. It was insurance against poverty and old age. When this was put into place in 1935, on August 14th, 1935, it was explicitly designed to prevent the problem, the crisis that America was facing at that moment, which was old people literally freezing to death in the winter because they couldn't afford heat, and starving, experiencing malnutrition during the rest of the year because they couldn't afford to buy food. It was poverty insurance. If you're going to turn a poverty insurance program into a welfare program, how do you deal with poverty and old age? Or are you saying
it's just not, right? It's not a poverty program currently. You've talked about, we need to take more money from the billionaires. You and I actually agree on this a little bit, but what the people that don't agree with us are on Capitol Hill, because the history of the arguments are on my side, where the left doesn't want to let the rich people out of the program. They want to keep them in and keep spending money on rich people's retirement. Look, I'm likely not going to need Social Security to insure me against starving in the streets. I just use it. The Social Security in my budget says that maybe I'll be able to travel around a little bit. Maybe a conversation should include that people like me, maybe people like you, don't need Social Security, and therefore we shouldn't get it because it's not insurance.
But we've paid into it our entire lives.
We don't need to file an insurance claim.
And we've paid into it our entire lives. And why should billionaires not pay into it?
That's just a government guarantee program. Let's turn it into a welfare program and make it an insurance program as you just specifically defined. I'm happy with that. Of course, I would like it to go away, but an insurance program is much better than an unsustainable program that we can't run.
Do you really? I think we've identified our positions here, Charles. Do you think that the Republicans are actually going to go along with this? I mean, you've got Donald Trump right now saying, don't privatize Social Security, don't mess with Medicare. Those are programs that are important to the Republican base, which is, largely older and white and in Social Security age or close to it. And then you've got Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo and a bunch of other kind of neoliberals saying, oh, yeah, we need to privatize Social Security so that the banksters in Washington, D.C., who recycle millions in campaign donations to us, will have those $2.5 trillion sitting in their coffers.
Capitol Hill's interesting on the right now. I think Donald Trump's a populist. He's going to say what it takes to get him what he believes what it's going to take to get him reelected. Pence, Vice President Pence, Senator Pence, has always been more of a public policy nerd. And so what he's proposing is what the public policy nerds have supported for a long time. I don't think with Capitol Hill split the way it is, that it's going to be easy for any camp to solidify enough votes to get anything passed that's worthwhile. As Social Security reaches more troublesome budgets and or deficits, then I think there will be something that will come along where maybe they'll move more towards us, where Social Security should be an insurance program. But I think that in the short term, nobody needs to worry about it. No, it's not insurance. You're going to get it and I'm going to get it. That's not insurance, and you know that.
The solution, yes, it is. The solution, and it's also insurance against disability. You know, if you're disabled at any stage in your life, you have Social Security to fall back on. And private insurance companies won't even write policies like that. At least not as...
That's correct and good, and you're right. It is insurance. I have people very close to me that are on it for insurance. But that's the insurance aspect, and it's super needed, and it's a great deal.
So I think
it would be good in a private sector as well.
It seems to me the solution to all this. Yeah, it seems to me the solution to all this is to raise the cap. Is to have billionaires pay. And I, you know, when I realize your response is going to be that billionaires should get out more than they put, you know, and I disagree with that. But you know, to raise the cap so billionaires are also paying all of their Social Security taxes and people who make multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars a year or millions of dollars a year. Go ahead.
You are right that's my answer, but that's not because it's my answer. That's what the law says. That's the way it would be. And that is the way that the left has fought for it on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
It's not what I want. If we had the rich pay more to just sustain the system, that moves it into an insurance program. But then you're out on an island as far as left politics are concerned.
All righty. Charles Sauer. Charles, thanks a lot for dropping by today.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 16 minutes past the hour. Why should students be forced to inform schools about their menstrual cycles? This is Ron DeSantis' new bizarre thing.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. so he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Louise and I get one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now! Hurry, you can save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, and you will save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. So down in Florida, I mentioned this a couple days ago, but it's now becoming a bigger story, frankly. The Florida High School Athletic Association, the FHSAA, is a private nonprofit that oversees student sports in the public schools in Florida. And while it is a private nonprofit, the guy who chooses who the board members are is State Senator Manny Diaz Jr., who is Ron DeSantis' education commissioner. So basically, yeah, it's a nonprofit, but it's an extension of the DeSantis administration down in Florida. There is a form that was put together by the American Academy of Pediatrics for doctors to use to ask adolescent girls about their menstrual periods to try to detect abnormalities that might indicate health problems. This, again, is for doctors, for pediatricians. It was developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics. This Florida, oversight agency now, the Florida High School Athletic Association, on behalf of DeSantis, is asking every female high school athlete to fill out this form. And the information, and the form asks questions about, when did you start your period? How frequently are your periods? Are you have difficult periods? All these things about menstruation. And the form normally, again, it was created by the Pediatric Association for pediatricians, would normally stay with your doctor where it's protected by HIPAA. It's considered confidential information.
But the DeSantis information wants this form to be filled out by all female student athletes, all teenage girls, and then it gets stored in the school. So the school has this information, which is not covered by HIPAA. And why are they doing this? Nobody's really sure exactly why they're doing this. There's one theory that they're doing it to weed out trans girls. Another theory is that they're doing it to make sure that they can catch a girl who has a pregnancy. You know, oh my God, she missed her period. Wow, we need to rush her off to a crisis pregnancy counseling center or some BS like that. But this is wild stuff. I mean, you know, you want to see fascism at work? Florida has become the fascist laboratory of America. You could just lay it right out. Chauncey DeVega wrote a great op-ed about this a couple of days ago, saying this, and spot on. Meanwhile, the Senate is being urged by Democratic members of the Senate to stand, and by the LGBTQ Victory Institute and 21 other organizations, which sent a letter this week to Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and Maria Cantwell, and Ted Cruz, who are on the Commerce, Science, and Transportation committees that oversee the FCC. The position of leader of the FCC is open right now. Joe Biden has nominated Gigi Sohn, S-O-H-N, and she is openly lesbian, and so now you've got all the right-wingers going hysterical. Oh my God, an LGBT, we can't have that sort of thing. So, Gigi is one of the nation, this is the letter, it says, Gigi is one of the nation's leading public advocates for open, affordable, and democratic communications networks. She demonstrated her dedication to ensuring that every American household has affordable and robust broadband internet for 30 years. This is a woman who is an absolute expert on telecommunications, an absolute expert on the internet, one of the top people in her field, one of the best people in the country, and Republicans are hysterical about her because she's lesbian. This is just so wrong. And I, you know, frankly, if you're going to call your senators, the Senate has to confirm her. And she's and Joe Biden actually renominated her when her nomination expired. Call your senators. You have two senators. Call 202-224-3121. 224-3121 in the 202 area code. And ask for your two senators. You'll have to make two calls, one at a time, and say, confirm Gigi Sohn. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Maybe it's Sohn, S-O-H-N. Confirm Gigi to the head of the FCC and do it now. Because we need somebody running the FCC. The FCC has oversight over things like social media. And we've got some problems right now. We need Gigi Sohn in the FCC. Please call your senators. We'll be right back with your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the giant telco companies and internet providers would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? Put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from mancrates.com. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll truly love,
like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put me down for that. ManCrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky, like Whiskey Maple or Root Beer Habanero. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code LOVE20 at mancrates.com to save 20%.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden will be at the Capitol tonight to talk to Congress and the nation in the annual State of the Union address. The White House says economic recovery will be a main focus. ABC News political director Rick Klein says it's also a chance to convince the public he can finish the job.
Whereas the first 2 years were about achievements, this next 2 years will be more about implementation. And of course, that plays right into the political calendar as well, with President Biden likely to start to lay out the case that he is going to make around his expected reelection effort. He can, though, convince them that he's got some energy for the job and that the accomplishments that he has made are worth sticking with him for.
Nearly 7,800 have died following Monday's earthquake in Turkey and Syria. That's the latest count from Turkish emergency officials. Search and rescue crews are also finding survivors amid the rubble of thousands of collapsed buildings. Lakers star LeBron James will go for the record tonight. He's 36 points away from breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time NBA scoring record. This is ABC News.
Never.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
World, so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Shh.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million-plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get your home project done right. We recently sprung a leak in our roof, and the free Angie mobile app came to our rescue. It's been fixed. Angie gets the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, upfront project pricing so you can know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie.com. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And let's see here. Gene in Nanticoke, Pennsylvania. Am I saying that right, Gene?
Yeah, Nanticoke, Pennsylvania. Yeah, it's an old Indian name here in Luzerne County. We've been in the national news several times. It's a great embarrassment. But anyway, just before I got into the queue, and your caller put me in the queue, you shortly after got straight, you hit the nail right on the head. It was just simply raise the cap on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because, now I'm no great philosopher, but I try to read. And I have Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, and Chapter 1 describes how currency came into play with bartering through coins and things like that, and that mm-hmm. all wealth was the result of labor. So everyone benefits from labor.
Right.
And the very wealthy who reap the highest riches are the ones that benefit from labor. So the working guy on the bottom is the one that deserves his fair share. And if it is an insurance program, like Charles Sauer was saying, well, then, you know what? They're collecting without paying the premiums.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, Abraham Lincoln famously said, labor is superior to capital because labor precedes capital. No capital is created without people working. I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, I know. I've caught you on the air a couple of times where you lose your train of thought. I call them senior moments, and I get them very, very often. And a lot of times, I get a lot of things confused. I listen to you as often as I can, and sometimes I just mix up information. Maybe I heard that from you, or maybe I read it somewhere else, but we're on the same page with that 100%. Social Security is an insurance program, and there are people that are collecting who have the means to pay that are simply not doing it.
Yep. Yep, you're absolutely right. Gene, thanks for the call. Brian in Tacoma. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Yeah, this is just in regards to Charles Sauer. Libertarians generally like cats, so convinced of their independence, but completely dependent.
like cats, I love it.
Mainly just like three really rapid-fire quick points against him. I wish Democrats and we all would continue to call them entitlement programs because we are all entitled to them because we all paid into them. So
you should talk to the guy who called yesterday and said, how dare you call them entitlement programs?
it's not a dirty word.
No, it isn't. It's been demonized by Republicans now for decades, though.
Yes, and then secondly, the rich do get more from Social Security. Their average life expectancy is 20 years longer. And then thirdly, I think he seriously underestimates who's going to need it. He said, oh, it should be just for the people who need it. That's going to be 80 to 90% of Americans. My wife and I don't have children. We're about to pay off our house at 50. We're doing pretty well. We're going to need Social Security. It's just a lie. It's just lies, what he's saying. Thank you.
And the rich not only get more because they live longer, but the rich also get more because they put more in the beginning. I mean, it's just, and I think, frankly, this is wrong. You know, my mother-in-law is 93 years old, I think, is getting under $1,000 a month. And I'm getting about $4,000 between Louise and I, between the two of us, about $4,000 a month from Social Security. Because, you know, over the years, we had some really good years. We sold a couple of businesses and made a pile of money back 20, 30 years ago and paid a hell of a lot of money into Social Security. So we're getting back pretty much the maximum. Whereas, you know, my mother-in-law was you know, working part-time, or actually was working full-time for a lot of her life, you know, after her husband died. And you know, just never hit those kind of income levels where she would get back that kind of money. I think that people, frankly, who didn't make as much money as I did when they were younger should be getting back the same amount of money as I am. I mean, it's just, it's nuts. It's... but anyway, that's how the system was set up. Brian, thank you. Well said. Jan in Etna Green, Indiana. Hey, Jan, what's on your mind today?
Oh, lots of things, Tom, but I'll just start off with a couple questions. What is the difference between an insurrectionist and a domestic terrorist? And why do 99% of the media refuse to refer to these people like those two nuts that wanted to destroy Baltimore yesterday or last night? Why are they not referred to as domestic terrorists? Is it because they're white?
Probably. You know, there is a subtle distinction between insurrectionist and domestic terrorist. An insurrectionist is a person who's trying to overthrow the government. A domestic terrorist is a person who is creating terror among the populace, sometimes to overthrow the government, sometimes for other reasons altogether. So, you know, you've got, I mean, there are domestic terrorists who are just trying to end abortion, for example, you know, bombing abortion clinics and murdering abortion doctors. That's domestic terrorism, too. It's not an attempt to overthrow the government. It's not an insurrection. It's an attempt to influence public policy. But I agree with you that we need to start, and in fact, that was arguably part of the call for action in my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, is that we need to start calling out domestic terrorism as terrorism. We need to start dealing with it that way, you know, infiltrating these organizations and you know, doing some serious surveillance of them, because they represent a real threat to democracy in the United States. They're trying to take America down the road of Putin. You know, of flipping a democracy into an autocracy, into an oligarchy, into a fascist state. And
well, I fear even worse than that. I fear Nazism.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Very much, it should not be. It just should not be. We shouldn't be tolerating this. Jan, thank you. Connie in Santa Fe, New Mexico, listening on KSFR. Hey, Connie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just took your advice and called Washington, and I've done it before to my senators, but that is really easy. Mm. They have a part answering machine to get you right over, and so, as you said, it took two phone calls. My first was to Ben Ray Lujan, who we just love. He's back in Santa Fe a lot, lots of town halls, brings his mother with him, all that sort of thing. And then the other was Martin Heinrich. And both offices had an intern or somebody pick up the phone right away, and I had to spell out Gigi Sohn like you did. But they seemed to know about the FCC thing, and they said, we'll get the message right through. And so I believe it, and thanks for lighting a fire under us about these phone calls.
You're welcome. This is important stuff, and this is an agency that really does need somebody at its head. So, Connie, thank you.
Really?
Thank you for that.
Okay.
That's wonderful. And thanks for the report back. Jane in Muncie, Indiana. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind today?
Yes. I live in the city. I grew up here, and we used to be a Democratic state. I was born, I'm going to say, circa 1960.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I offered her my last name, I said, you could find me anywhere on the internet. Ball Corporation, that made the ball jars, moved here and received basically free gas to make the ball jar glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a wonderful economy. And, of course, they received all the free stuff from the government. And it wasn't called socialism back then. But how I've seen since circa 1960, Indiana changed, because we had Democrats in when I was younger. And I think our last one was Evan Bayh as governor.
Mm-hmm.
And since the Republicans have taken over, I think Mitch Daniels may have been the start of it. I haven't researched that back. I've just seen it with my own eyes. They have closed so many schools that now we are down to one high school, which they have no social connection. And that's why, and poverty is not addressed. But my son was very well educated because my mother was a registered nurse, and I have an associate degree in electronics with a minor in biomedical. So I basically tutored him through fifth grade. And at the school named Wilson Middle School, that was nearly brand new built, it still looks brand new with the red brick, very large school in approximately, sixth, they changed to, but they never should have moved the sixth graders in
junior
high.
Jane, we're going to hit a break here in a second. What's the point you're making?
Okay, but let me hurry. They changed what was a beautiful middle school, closed it. Now the kids have to go clear on the other side of town to a middle school that they closed that used to be a high school. And that beautiful middle school is now Delaware County Jail.
Oh, my. So this is the disinvestment in education and the reinvestment in prisons, you know, in Indiana. I get it. Jane, thank you. Thanks for the report. Grim stuff. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's the Tom Hartman Show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Wow, talk about the school-to-prison pipeline, huh? As a wise person once said. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold.
Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartmann.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. I wanted to call and talk to you again about Merrick Garland.
Okay.
He's a real thorn on my backside. So what I wanted to explain is, like, a month ago, he came out in public and said he indicted a cartel drug dealer and that no one was above the law. And then he walked off real proudly going, okay, I done my job. And then about a week later, he came out and he said, I've just indicted three terrorists that were from Iran that were threatening a journalist from Iran, and no one is above the law. And he walked off, and that's where I got real hot and was upset in the fact that he has done nothing, nothing at all to deal with the crises we have here in the United States. And when people are threatened, their lives are threatened, and what is happening now, I see that he needs to step down or get out of the way. So I'm not happy with the Attorney General right now.
I think you share a sentiment that is held by many Americans, some across the political spectrum. You know, it's been 2 years since Merrick Garland came into office and was handed the Mueller report documenting 8 indictable offenses by Donald Trump. Arguably 10, actually, and you know, all of them obstruction of justice, which included witness tampering, bribery of witnesses, threatening of witnesses, withholding information from grand juries. I mean, just a whole bunch of stuff, and there should have been something done about it. And you know, I share your concern, John. I don't know what to do about it, but I share your concern. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today? Pardon my hiccups.
Well, can I please second that guy's sentiment? I had already called 4 weeks ago. I just think we need to get rid of Martin. Biden needs to just terminate him. I don't care about any ongoing investigations, even if it's into Biden. I don't care what the Republicans think, say, or do. Just get rid of Merrick Garland and get someone else that's more competent than he is.
Yeah, I share your sentiment, but it's not going to happen. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, I hope somebody in the White House can hear me.
Yeah.
I'm calling today because when you include those billionaires and all of this money that they get from Social Security, let's not forget, and I think I mentioned it to you before, and I'll mention it again, all of the money that they stole from their workers by not paying prevailing wages or not giving rate increases, not even paying some of their, certain parts of their workforce, giving them medical, insurance. Let's not forget all of the money that they hide and steal away from a public, from the public as far as paying their fair share of taxes.
Your average billionaire in America now is paying around 3% in income taxes. I mean, right. It's just
they're
wrong.
Not even completely. This is why we have some of these Republican voters that's walking around here that's uneducated. They don't have any sort of thought of critical thinking. We have to turn the tide on this because they're just fleecing us dry.
Yeah.
And I just hope that you, anytime you mention billionaires, you remind the public of everything they've stolen to become that rich.
Yeah. $50 trillion has been transferred from the pockets of middle class and the homes of middle class Americans to the top 1% over the last 42 years. $50 trillion. It's a breathtaking amount of money. Charles, thank you. Frankie in Houston, Texas. Hey, Frankie, what's on your mind today?
Well, that's an interesting comment there, because you got to remember the United States came over and stole the United States from the Indians and indigenous.
That's true.
So that's true. We've been doing that forever.
Yep.
Hey, on the insurrection,
we stole a lot of labor from a lot of black people for a lot of years too.
Well, I mean, you had indentured servants. I mean, come on, it's every color, I think.
Well, no, only black people were subject to chattel slavery. But what did you call about, Frankie?
Anyway, on the insurrection, mm-hmm. Can Biden do anything about it? Is there any way to the Chinese have gone and had the re-education camps? Can he go after the Republican people of the United States and re-educate them?
Oh, jeez. I am tempted to join your call just to get the screaming headline over at the Daily Caller, but I just can't.
You can't do it, huh?
Well, because I don't believe it. I've got to be honest when I talk about these things. I realize that some of my peers just go chasing headlines no matter how outrageous it is. Get your name in the press, but I don't think the re-education camps are the solution. I do think though. That we need to be funding civics education in our public schools. And I think we need to be cutting back on, in fact, we need to be ending all government money going to religious schools and private schools and put that money into public education. We once had a strong and robust public education system. It has been under attack continuously since 1954, since the Brown versus Board of Education decision, and in a big way since 1980, since the Reagan election, the Reagan Revolution. And we need to rebuild our public schools. I mean, every other developed country in the world has well-developed, well-funded public education programs and a well-educated populace. And we've got we've got the highest rate of illiteracy in the world, in the developed world. We've got the highest rate of people who literally don't know how their government works. We got one of the lowest rates of voting participation. It just goes on and on. And Frankie, thank you. Spot on. Okay, on the other side of this break, Kat Calvin will be with us about Spread the Vote, and then we will continue our conversations.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250CV Green Bay.